So let's go into a little bit of the history of taxes. I oftentimes hear people tell me that paying taxes is patriotic. And I like to say this, I don't hold it as patriotic. I hold taxes as a necessary expense of living in a civilized society. In other words, we pay taxes for things we want done, i.e. build roads, or, you know, make sure the fire department's up to code. I mean, I just had one of my apartments catch fire, and I was so grateful that we have taxes that pays for this fireman to come and put out my fire. So I really hold taxes as a necessary expense. At the same time, I still don't like paying them. At the same time, I don't think they're fair, and they're not fair. And the reason they're not fair is very simply because, in fact, the poorest people in America pay the highest percentage in taxes. And that's why I have a hard time understanding when these intellectuals tell me, well, we're going to pay taxes so we can take care of the poor. If you look at the facts, the people that pay the highest amount in taxes are the poor, percentage-wise, and the people that pay the least are the rich. So every time they say, let's raise taxes to tax the rich, they're actually taxing the poor. And that's why I don't understand the logic sometimes between these people who say taxes help the poor. It actually damages the poor. It makes the rich richer because the tax laws are written for the rich. So going back to U.S. taxes, if you remember, we had a thing called the Boston Tea Party. And the Boston Tea Party was a revolt against paying taxes without representation to Mother England. So America was not founded on a patriotic note. It was patriotic to revolt against taxes. That's how America was founded. So for about 200 years, America was fundamentally a tax-free nation. It was a tax haven. And so people came from all over the world. They kept coming over here because this was a chance to get rich without paying taxes. Then I believe it was in 1913, we passed the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, which for the very first time made taxes legal. And we really didn't use it, but the way it was passed as legislation through the Congress of America was to tax the rich. And so everybody says, yeah, it's the old Robin Hood theory, you know, take from the rich and give to the poor. And that's how it was sold. It was a great marketing campaign. So it goes along and nothing much happens, and they tax the rich, who are generally the rich in the E and the S quadrant, not the B and the I. That's an interesting thing if you understand the quadrants. But taxes came into its full-blown effect in 1943, as I said earlier, with the Current Tax Payment Act. And the reason it did that was we needed more money to pay for the war effort, and so they said taxes are now the patriotic duty to fight this war. Now, everybody believed that. They liked it. And all this money started to pour in out of this patriotic duty. And that's when somebody says to me, taxes are patriotic. That's where it came from. So everybody's happy and all this and they're paying their taxes. But it was primarily the E quadrant that was paying the taxes, not the S, the B, or the I, because they still had their loopholes to run through. So meanwhile, time goes on. In 1986, taxes started hitting 70, 80, 90%, and you know, there was phony little loopholes, oil and gas tax shelters, 4-to-1 tax write-offs and all this stuff. It was all going on, trying to avoid these onerous taxes. So everybody's laughing, and one day they passed the 86 Tax Act, which basically went after the S quadrant, because the S were the high paid. Remember when you were a kid, if you're old enough, doctors, lawyers, accountants made all the money. So finally, they had all these loopholes, and the B and the I did not like that. So they said, let's not let the S's, the doctors, the lawyers, the accountants, the engineers, the architects, use the same tax loopholes the B uses. So the 86 Tax Reform Act was passed. And if you can read the code, Diana showed me the book. It says, if you're an architect, if you're one of the S tense for smart guy, if you were the smart guy in school, you could no longer use the tax loopholes of the B quadrant where the C students hung out. So the B quadrant is the last remaining bastion of where you can use tax laws in your favor. And that's one of the reasons I like the B quadrant, is because it gives me the option to either be an E. Sometimes I get paid as an E. Sometimes I get paid as an S. Sometimes I get paid as a B. And sometimes I get paid an I. If you're only in the E quadrant, you have no choice. If you're a doctor, a self-employed doctor, you have no choice. So the thing I'm saying here is the tax laws aren't fair, but you can look for different ways of utilizing the tax laws in your favor. So, Dan, you told me a story once about the 86 Tax Reform Act coming out and you're receiving it over your fax machine and you started to read it.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny. It was in the December of that year that the act actually, we finally knew what it was. And remembering that January through April is a very busy time for a CPA, but it's a very busy time. And so we start getting this pages and pages. And it was the first time we really had looked at lots of concepts, such as the difference between earned and passive and portfolio. The concepts were there, but they'd never had such tax implications. There was a major shift in how taxes were calculated. In fact, we used to call it the Accountant's Full Employment Act, because it created the need for anyone in the S to suddenly have to move and change the way they did business. And it took someone who could sit down and study all the law to do that. Unfortunately, it's now become so common, and it's only been 14 years ago, that people now think that's how it always is. And so you hear a lot of times where people say, you can't do that. And there's somebody who's thinking in the S instead of the B, and they've forgotten that it didn't change for the people in the B.